Good evening and welcome to the Rockland LLC podcast for Monday, November 13th, 2006. My name is Jason and we're online at www.rockland.com. That's www.rockland.com. Well, we're just about ready to begin our fourth month of podcasting coming up in December. It's been fun so far, and we've gotten a lot of great feedback from everyone, and we thank you very much for that. And we've got some exciting new things to talk about in the coming weeks. Before we get into that, though, just a brief update on what we've been talking about the past couple of weeks. We do have an update regarding the Windows Vista Release Candidate Program, the pre-release software that we were supposed to be getting a couple weeks ago. We had wanted to get that because what we were going to do, as I've talked about in previous weeks, is we were going to go ahead and test out a lot of the wireless hardware that we have and that we sell so that we can let our customers know if they should expect this hardware to be compatible with Windows Vista when it finally comes out for sale and stores and online. We had hoped to bring that to you a couple weeks ago to help you make up your mind whether you want to upgrade to Vista now or wait a while, or if you're considering buying a new PC with Vista, you'll know whether or not the hardware you're going to buy is going to work. Unfortunately, the program had not arrived. It didn't come in the week before. It didn't come in last week. We were hoping to have it for this week's broadcast, but no go. We finally tracked someone down inside Microsoft to get some information, and they informed us that the program was on back order, and the release candidate program is now closed. However, they will ship us one, allegedly. So let's see if they do. Full disclosure, we paid for this software, so we weren't asking for a handout from Microsoft here. They were selling access to this program, and we are hoping they'll uphold their end of the bargain and send us that so we can get to work on providing you the information that we had wanted to provide you. So allegedly it's being shipped out today. So hopefully we'll have that within a week's time or so, and maybe for next week's podcast, or perhaps the week after, we can get down and dirty with some Windows Vista testing. It's probably a sentence you never thought you'd hear. In any event, so that's the update there. Today what I wanted to do is focus on a brand new product that we've got, and we've done this before. We've taken some time to review products. Haven't done it in a while because we haven't gotten anything that's blown me away in terms of something that's just knocked all our other wireless products off their pedestal. However, we did get one this week, and I'm very excited about it, and I think a lot of our customers will be too. I think a lot of you folks will like this a lot, especially customers that have those newer laptops like HP and Dell that are making laptops without the PCMCIA slot. We've got these new adapters that are they're USB wireless adapters, and so you won't need a PCMCIA slot to use them, of course. The product is made by a company called Hfield. It's H-F-I-E-L-D if you want to Google that and get some information. The product model is called the Wi-Fire, the W-I-F-I-R-E, and it doesn't have a model number, but it's the only wireless product that this company makes. It's a small startup. In fact, they've got an interesting background if you go online and look them up. This particular product started as a business school project, which won a lot of awards, and now they're, of course, in the startup stages marketing the product, trying to get a customer base going, and I don't think they'll have any problem, and the reason is because this product is, like I said, it's a USB adapter, but it's extremely powerful, extremely sensitive, and it outperformed anything I've got. Anything we've got on our website, this outperformed it. We did a bunch of tests, and it's a real neat-looking device, too. It's a bit on the larger side, which you're going to have to expect for a device to have a real sensitive, you know, sensitive antenna and real high power. It's got a you can go online to our website this week. We'll have one unit for sale on our website, and the reason we only have one unit for sale is because we've got one unit that we did for testing. We're going to be selling as an open box unit, and we want to take pre-orders for it. So go online and try to get it, and if it's sold out on our website, go ahead and do a pre-order. Pre-order doesn't, you know, commit you to having to make the purchase, but what it does do is it gives us your information, and then when we can kind of gauge how many pre-orders we've got if we want to place an order, a large order with the manufacturer, and then we can fulfill your order if you still want the item at that time. So go online and do that. And so we'll have that up there with some pictures later on this week. We don't have any pictures on the website right now, but if you Google Hfield Wi-Fi, you'll probably find some pretty easily. the product has a base. The base is probably about 4 inches long and maybe about 3 inches wide. It's a plastic base. It's still very light, though. And on top of the base, it's got a rotatable antenna. It looks like those patch antennas that you would get back in the early days of wireless networking to put on your wall. It's about the same size, but it can rotate 360 degrees around the base. And it's a little bit different than some of the other adapters we sell. Like if you go on our website and look at the Sanao USB adapter we've got, that's a high-powered adapter. It has an omnidirectional antenna, so you can just set it down on the desktop and it'll scan in a circular range. For wireless networks that are within range. This Wi-Fi-er from H-Field has a directional antenna, so it doesn't scan in a circular direction. And while this may sound like it's old-fashioned, I actually like this more because instead of focusing the range in terms of trying to pick it up in a limited circular range, you can get an extremely long range when you have the edge of the antenna, or the front end of it rather, pointed in a certain direction. Let me just give you a quick example. The Zycomax 300 milliwatt card we've got for sale on our website, which you've heard me brag about because it's beaten anything else we've got on the market. That card in our office gets about 11 access points from around the area. And we've probably got about maybe 15 buildings in the area, so it picks up access points from most of them. Now this Wi-Fi adapter from H-Field, when aimed in a certain direction towards the, what's the direction? It would be, I guess it would be northwest. When aimed toward the northwest, I get 19 access points, folks. 19. That's almost twice what I get with a ZCOM. Okay, and if there's 19 access points that we're getting, and there's only 15 buildings that are in this general area, you can just imagine what the range on this thing is. I mean, it's just amazing. The manufacturer says 1,000 feet. I have a tendency to think it's more than that, just based on the fact that we have only, far less buildings than that, in 1,000 feet radius of this office complex. Now, granted, some of them may have more than one access point in them, but 19 access points was pretty astounding. However, if I turn it from the northwest to the southeast, I get about 3 access points. So does this matter? Well, what it means is that when you buy the adapter and you receive it and you connect it, you need to adjust the antenna. I would recommend turning it, maybe at 15 degree rotations. Just turn it around and rescan for access points on your computer each time you turn it and see in which direction you get the most signals. If you're trying to connect from your home to an access point, across the street like a coffee shop and you have permission to access that access point, obviously you would aim it towards there. But if you're scanning for wireless networks, turn it around, see where you get the most access points or the most powerful signals. Don't just set it up and then, point it at your wall and then, email us and say, I'm only getting one access point, because it is a directional antenna, so you're going to get a different result depending upon which direction you have the antenna aimed. And, let me tell you, it's not a difficult thing to do. It's so easily rotatable on the base, and it stops whichever direction you want to point it at. And I'm going on a trip in about a month, and I'm going to take one of these with me. And I'm very excited because in the Charlotte Douglas Airport, which is where I routinely have to get a connection flight, because we're down here in Florida, so usually to go up to the Northeast, we connect there in Charlotte. And the Charlotte Airport, they have a free wireless access now in one part of the airport. But as luck would have it, usually where I have to go and wait for my plane is on the opposite side. And I've tried everything, folks. I've tried the ZCOM, the Sanao USB adapter. I've tried everything to pick up that access point from the other part of the airport. And what I usually get with the Sanao and the Sanao USB adapter, this now PCMCA USB adapter, I can't get anything. Last time I took the ZCOM and I took a 7 dBi gain antenna and I put it up there on the tabletop and I was able to detect the access point, but I couldn't connect. The signal was too weak. So I'm very excited about taking this Wi-Fi-er from H-Field Technologies with me, and I'm going to aim it at that section of the airport where they have that Wi-Fi high spot. And I'm willing to bet someone, I'm willing to place a little wager that I'm going to be able to detect that access point and get a good signal. and it's going to be very easy for me. And I, you know, the way that airport is, I mean, it's pretty enclosed in terms that there's no other buildings immediately around it. But based on the range I got in my testing, folks, I would not be in the least bit surprised if I picked up access points from outside the airport area. Now, that's a little boasting, obviously. I haven't taken the device. I'm not entirely sure if that's going to be the case. But I'm very excited about that, because what I can do is I can just set this down next to me in the airport, and I can turn the unit in maybe 10 or 15 degree rotations and rescan for a network each time and see in which direction I get the most signals. And then I can just leave it there. And what I like about this device is, even though it's larger than a PCMCA card or a typical USB adapter, it's very, very lightweight. I mean, it's lighter than most USB adapters I have. It's almost completely made of plastic, but durable no less. And I think it's going to travel very easily, a lot easier than a PCMCIA card with a 7 dB gain antenna. And the other thing about traveling with a 7 dB gain antenna, folks, is that, you know, a lot of those antennas, they have the magnetic mount bases in them. So you have to be careful. If you put it in your laptop bag and it's near the hard drive, it could cause some problems. This thing does not have any magnetic parts to it, yet the base is very, it's so flat and close to the surface that this device does not tip over. Even if I set it next to me on a cloth chair, it just stays upright. And it comes with a USB extension cable too, so you can set the device on the other side of your desk or up on a shelf or something like that, you know, which is nice as well, or get yourself a shorter cable if you want. It's just a standard USB cable. So I was very excited about this product when I did the testing. The one downside, I don't know if I'd call it a downside or if it's just, you know, you get what you pay for, but is this is so much better than most products out there. The price is a little bit higher. The manufacturer quoted us a retail price of $109. Now, I don't know what our price is going to be in terms of what we're going to be able to negotiate with them to buy in quantity, but it's certainly going to depend upon how many we buy. So if we get, you know, three people that email us and say, yeah, I really want this product, and we decide, well, we're going to order 20 or 30 units, we're probably not going to get a great deal from them. But if we get a high level of demand, if a lot of you call in or place pre-orders on our website, chances are we can probably negotiate a good deal with them. But I would guess somewhere in the probably $80 to $100 range is going to be the retail price of this unit. And some of you are thinking, wow, $80 to $100 bucks, that's almost twice the price of the Sanao USB. And that's true, but the range is more than twice the range. So if range is absolutely important, this wireless adapter is going to be the last one you need to buy, at least for quite a while, until they start to come out with some new wireless technologies, because this thing is just superb. But when factoring in the price, consider the Zcon PCMCIA card is $79.99, and a lot of you have bought that, and we've done very good in our sales of that. $79.99 for the card, $18.99 for the antenna, that's $100 right there for that setup. So you can get this Wi-Fi product from H-Field from us for about the same price, and the range is better, it's easier to travel with, it's highly recommended. And if you're a hobbyist out there that just likes to see how well things go, you know, you have to get this product. It's just something that you're going to have to get and check out. I guarantee you won't be disappointed. Some of you have been disappointed with the lower range wireless cards out there. You've emailed us asking what's going to resolve your problem. Well, this is going to resolve your problem. If I can pick up 19 access points from our office complex, where everything is pretty sporadic and kind of spread out, you won't have any problems getting a signal anywhere in your small, medium, or large home. You won't have any problems getting a signal from places like airports, hotels, from your own office complex, anywhere you go. This would be a great deal. So check out our website later this week. We're going to have that up for pre-orders. Like I said, one lucky customer will be able to buy the open box unit that we'll have for sale. But the rest of you will need to do pre-orders for that. And if you have questions about the product, let us know, because we really do want to gauge what the demand for this product is going to be. I think it's going to be great, but we need to find out from you guys, the customers, so let us know. And the other thing we're going to be doing on our website is, you've heard me talk about our blog before. It's on our homepage, www.rokland.com. We got an email this week, someone saying, hey, you haven't updated your blog in a while, and that is true. And I guess, you know, the technical definition of a blog is it's a weblog. It's something that's supposed to be updated several times a day, or at least daily. And we don't do that with our blog because the purpose of the blog is to give you articles and information, not just like little snippets and sentences about this or that. You know, that's kind of mundane information. So what we're going to do there is instead of having a blog type environment, we're probably going to revise that a little bit and just list articles. List articles that we write, that we create with our graphics and comparisons about different things. For example, if you go to our blog today, you see up there a comparison between the ZCOM 300 milliwatt and the Sanao 200 milliwatt PCMCIA card. We've gotten a lot of great feedback about that article. People come and said, wow, thank you so much. You know, it puts it all right there in graphics and in kind of a picture so I can see how much better this card is versus that card and make my decision. But obviously, we don't have a new test, you know, new test to do, a new test results to post every day or multiple times each day. So the blog format may not be the best format. But we're going to continue to do the tests like we did with the ZCOM and the Sanao and put those up in that same section so you can read them and see the signals that we get. And so what we're going to do is later on this week when we do get this open box unit on our website, check out that section. It's called Blog Now. We'll probably change the name of it to something like Articles or I don't know yet. But check it out over there on the right side of our website because we're going to have a comparison, multiple comparisons of this Wi-Fi adapter from H-Field Technologies versus other products that we carry like the ZCOM, the Sanao PCMCIA, the Sanao USB, the Orinoco. So you can go online and physically see how much better this item really is. So make sure to check that out. And that's actually all the time we've got for today's broadcast. We've talked about one product, but we've hopefully been able to give you some great details about it. So we can get some interest sparked in that. And I think this is going to be a solution that many of our home and business consumers enjoy. Next week, hopefully, like I said earlier, we'll have the Windows Vista pre-release program here so that we can do the testing and let you know about compatibility with various products. If we don't have Windows Vista by next week, it's going to be the Monday before Thanksgiving. We'll have a broadcast for sure, but it'll probably be a full broadcast. But the following Monday, we may not have a broadcast because that'll be the Monday after Thanksgiving. And as you can imagine, you know, as we are, our primary source of business is our retail arm. We get extremely busy the Friday after Thanksgiving all the way through Christmas. So we'll still have regularly scheduled podcasts during that time, but that Monday after Thanksgiving, since all of our employees are going to be off for Thanksgiving, I have a feeling we're going to come in with an extreme backlog of orders and questions and all sorts of things that we need to take care of. So we may not have a broadcast that night. I may do one ahead of time. You know, it comes down to my decision, which is always fun when you have control over things like this. So we'll announce on the next Monday's broadcast whether or not there'll be one following Thanksgiving. But hopefully, guys, this Microsoft Vista program will be here soon and we can get you that information because I know a lot of you are eagerly waiting that. So that's all for today's broadcast. Again, my name is Jason. We're online at www.roklnd.com. And thanks once again for tuning in. Good night.